Set your faces to fun and hold on to your buns. Let's talk Star Trek The Next Generation with Charlie and Megan. Shut up, Wesley, you're dumb. So come on, set your faces to fun.
Welcome back to Set Phasers to Fun, everybody.
What? Impossible. Hello!
It is only been, I don't know, 6 months since
I've been busy. I've had a lot going on. I've had important meetings with various dignitaries.
I've also been busy, sure.
Some laundry, important laundry to have folded. It's not going to fold itself. I tried to do like a Mickey and Fantasia thing. Be like, fold yourself. And it was not having it.
You were saying just a moment ago, you have not finished Picard. is that correct?
What a jerk. What a jerk am I that I have not
answer
finished.
The question.
Badgering the witness. No, I have not finished Picard. Isn't that sad?
It is sad.
I gotta get back on it. I just got so bored, and then I got overwhelmed and never went back. And I canceled my CBS All Access out of an emergency. You know, like there was like that time when the pandemic started and it was like, emergency, cut all discretionary spending because you're going to need all your money to flee to Canada. Like, you remember that? And then they closed the borders to Canada and it's like, I guess I got a tunnel out. Like, it was like that. So I took all my discretionary money. I took all the money that I was saving from canceling my CBS All Access to invest in like some spelunking equipment and things because I was going to try to tunnel out of the state of Iowa because the coronavirus was destroying us. And then what happened was I never got around to spelunking because it turns out it was really hard to do. So I just laid on my couch in a fit of depression for about 4 months. And that was fun. But it wasn't like, quote, productive, unquote. Like, I didn't really get things done. And then I just sort of forgot about it. And now here we are.
Well, you have found enough time to roller skate for several hours a day.
Yeah, that's all I can do, is I can just roller skate and look out the window of my house and be like, if only had something to occupy my time, like perhaps watch Picard, but it didn't occur to me, and so now here we are.
Sure.
I've gotten to be pretty mediocre at roller skating, though. I don't know. I've been I'm like a D+ of a roller skater, which is a big improvement.
That is all we can hope for.
I'm hoping to like get a 70% here pretty soon. That would be awesome.
You could start Iowa City's first roller skating team.
No, there's already roller skating teams here in Iowa City. Are you kidding? Iowa City has got a bunch of bruisers and brawlers. We got a whole like roller derby.
Oh, like derby dolls. I'm talking about just like skating in a circle. Doing basic rudimentary skills.
Middle-aged lady skating. Absolutely. That's right. Absolutely. That's right. I should totally form a middle-aged... What I want to do is form a middle-aged lady performance art collective where we, like, surprise roller skate, but it's art. That's what I want to do.
Like, maybe, call it art.
Yeah, get some, like, invest in some, like, wings, right? Or some, like, glitter guns. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, guns that shoot glitter, like that kind of thing, and just be like, it's art if you don't like it. You don't understand it. It's because it's art. And then skate away.
That's
right. But we would have to be slow skaters because we're not very good.
If you had t-shirt cannons, that would not be art, though. That's a clear line in the sand.
Then it would be commerce. If they That's were right. turtleneck cannons, then it would be art, though, you see? Because then it becomes postmodernism.
Yes.
If we stuffed the t-shirt cannons with turtlenecks, then it would be like, oh, it's a commentary on capitalism.
And if you just had a t-shirt cannon, but it didn't shoot anything, that would also be a commentary on capitalism.
Yes.
And you wouldn't, that would be art then again.
That it would be the Waiting for Godot of t-shirt cannons.
That's right.
You're waiting for the t-shirt and it never comes.
That's right.
This is poetry.
I think this plan's already in motion and it's already happened.
Yeah. And plus I feel like I'm going to get a lot of money from this because nothing is more lucrative than performance art.
That's right.
It's one of the top three things you can do.
I mean, everybody loves it.
Everybody's like, please, more incomprehensible street performance, please. I love That's to feel right. stupid in my daily life.
That's right. Man, I wish there were more people yelling at me about something I didn't do.
I wish my commute to be hassled.
um, What do we normally do first? We usually normally answer listener mail, right?
Yeah.
It's been so long. Let's see.
Grab your hoe, do we have any listener mail?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
We don't have any listener email.
We have listener mail, but no listeners. That's okay. That's fine.
The last email we got on the account was from September 23rd last year.
Wow.
New login to Twitter from Safari on iMac. So all of our legion of fans are not tearing up the phone lines.
You know what? They're probably giving us space in this difficult time. They're like, we don't want to bother them.
I'm looking at the episode plays, and I am shocked at how many people are listening to this.
Isn't that wonderful?
But I don't think, not shocked in like, not shocked in the way you think. Like, I'm shocked at how many people there are, yet how big that number is. Does that make any sense?
So you're shocked in a good way or shocked in a bad way?
So I'm shocked at the number that we have. I'm surprised it's so big. But good. That number is so comically small.
Oh. So you're both pleasantly surprised and subtly ashamed.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly right. But an Admiral's Club member, Jason McCullough, ding!
Admiral's Club!
Writes in, and he has a question for us. He wants to hear about spinoff ideas. Actually tried and never thought of both. That is just a string of words. I don't understand it.
Actually tried and never thought of, colon, both.
Actually tried. Oh, spinoff series they actually tried and ones they never thought of.
Ah, got it.
Got it. Both of those things.
Spinoff,
Jason,
colon.
Go back to English school.
Spinoff, colon, items actually tried. What if that was the name of the spinoff?
let's try this. I want to hear about spinoff ideas, ones they actually tried, and also ones that have never been thought of before.
Okay, well, I'm already going to challenge the validity of the first part of the question because that assumes that we know stuff. And I don't ever want to be in the position of being assumed to know things. Like, what did people actually do? I don't want to know anything about facts. I don't want to be assumed to be any kind of authority about, like, anything at all.
He is basing it off, inspired by this original series episode called Assignment Earth, which I've never seen, and I'm probably not gonna. They go into the Enterprise goes back in time to 1968, which was the year that they were really filming Lansing.
Did you know that 1968 was 50 years ago plus?
Bananas.
Crazy. That was 52 years. I can't do math. Anyway, it was over 50 years ago.
We weren't even in college yet.
No, I was not even born.
No, me either.
We're so young and beautiful.
My parents were so young.
We're so pure and virginal.
We were so much younger than when we met.
I know. We were.
We were in our two zeros.
Amazing. Isn't that crazy? And yet we still hang on.
That's right. We're not shuffled off into the grave yet.
Woohoo!
So,
suck it, consequences of our actions.
That's right. Megan, what?
Yes,
let's
Charles.
See. So what are some Next Generation themed spinoffs we would like to see?
Okay. All right. Well,
they've been kicking around Worf, the idea for a Worf. Michael Dorn's been trying to do a Worf spinoff forever.
I would like to see Worf, like, own a tiki bar and be, like, perpetually disgruntled. Disgruntled Worf is my favorite Worf.
I thought Riker was going to own the tiki bar.
Oh, Riker. He's going to be in his own swashbuckling pirate show.
Sure. Beverly Crusher MD kind of writes itself.
Yeah, that's an easy one.
Geordi and Leah Brahms' unhappy second marriages to each other.
I'm imagining Geordi and Leia Brahms stuck in some kind of WandaVision hellhole, right? Where they're just like living out sitcom tropes and unable to get out. And Leia Brahms is like...
No, that's Barclay.
Yeah, that's true.
That's Barclay and Ensign Sonia Gomez.
Yeah, that's a good point. Poor Ensign. I would like to see a whole show dedicated to Ensign Sonia Gomez. And it's going to be called Just Desserts. Like, Ensign Sonia Gomez finally getting the spotlight as she deserves.
Intruder alert on deck 8.
Hey, Brady, I'm recording a podcast, but it's okay. So come in, and Isla's in the basement. Can you hold on just a sec? Oh, wait, Chris is on the scene.
Oh, breaking news. Isla is in the basement, everybody.
Yeah, it's all going to be fine.
There's a child in Megan's basement.
I just keep them down there sometimes. Whenever I come across a child, I just stuff them in the basement because you never know when they come in handy. They could be good bargaining tools. Like, that's what's happening right now.
That's right. It's the age-old combo of other people's children and basements.
I don't feel comfortable with children.
I would like to see Deanna Troi solve murder mysteries by feeling her. Yeah, and it'd be like she'd feel her way to the culprit.
I want to see the Traveler and Wesley in like a Grey Gardens type of situation.
I don't think that can be topped. Oh my god, Charlie, I can't believe we've forgotten. We have to have a spinoff about the Bynars, and it would just be called Yes or No. And the whole show is you're waiting for them to just say yes or no, and it's going to be one of them, and then then the show's over. We should have a spinoff with Joe Piscopo being sad in the computer mainframe, being like, no one appreciates my comic genius.
Oh, what if? Yeah, maybe Moriarty and Piscopo.
Yeah, Moriarty and Piscopo being like, can you believe I'm an actual genius, but I'm with you, a fictional genius, and then it's them just commiserating on how unappreciated they are.
Holodeck buddies.
Yeah.
So those are our spinoff ideas. If anyone has got a green light ability. But I do want to share something with everybody. A guy named Pogo did a remix of some Picard stuff, and I want everyone to hear it.
Tis better to have loved and lost Captain Jean-Luc Picard. 1-7-3-4-6-7-3-2-1-4-7-6 Charlie 3-2-7-8-9-7-7-7-6-4-3 Tango 7-3-2 Victor 7-3-1-1-7-8-8-7-3-2-4-7-6-7-8-9-7-6-4-3-7-6 Lock. When I have plucked the rose.
I'll post the whole thing. It's worth, really worth watching. The guy, number one, the guy films himself on green screen and puts himself into Star Trek sets for the video. He dresses up like Picard and Data. He looks like he did a really good impression of Data's facial expressions.
He looks like if Rick Astley was cast as Data.
That's right. In the description, he talks about making it. He only had a red uniform, so he, in post, changed it to yellow.
Wow.
And colored his eyes yellow. It's pretty impressive.
That's a lot of work.
So shout out to my brother-in-law, David, for sending that to me. He mostly sent it to me to bully me about Star Trek, but that's fine.
That's fine. We turn weapons into plowshares or whatever the hell.
That's right. So he that's called Data and Picard. It is by a guy named Pogo, P-O-G-O. And you can see it on YouTube. And it is... I've only listened to it 1,000 times.
It's how I go to sleep at night and then wake up in the morning.
Do you not wish to sleep, sir?
I don't think so, Mr. Data. Let's go on with the files.
You know what it is? It's our 40th anniversary.
What?
This is episode 40 of our little baby.
We've
here.
Been set phasers to funning for 40 episodes.
That's right.
That's Kim Possible. That's amazing.
I think our 6-year anniversary is in April.
No.
Yeah.
We haven't been doing this for 6 years.
We started it just before Wee Alice was born.
Oh my god! Okay, so now I'm having the thing where I'm pleasantly surprised and also ashamed, right? Like, wow! We've been doing it for 6 whole years! And then followed by, oh man, we've only done 40 episodes!
That's right. I don't know what that averages to, because I'm not a math scientist or nothing.
I can't do math. Who could possibly do 40 divided by 6? That's impossible. That's like some... That's Bill Gates.
I guess it's like 6 point something. I don't know. We do about 6 episodes a year. That's pretty good. That's not a bad average.
I can't do math like that. That's... Who can do math? Math's for nerds. Not like Star Trek, The Next Generation. That's for cool kids.
That is correct. No, I can't believe
that's
it.
That's amazing. Good for us.
So, I hope everyone has gotten as much of it as we have.
Yeah, I got a Porsche from the ad proceeds alone. Just like, it's not a Porsche car. It's a dishwasher that Porsche made. A lot of people didn't know that Porsches made dishwashers. They don't really work very well. But anyway, I found one and I bought it. I bought it at a secondhand appliance store. It says Porsche on it.
Us not having any information to share is really gonna send the listenership into overdrive on this episode.
Well, frankly, look, there's a lot of places you can go to get news and information, but where can you go where you're guaranteed to get zero news and zero information? Huh? Right here.
That's right.
That's the answer. Right here.
I thought we did some pretty good work on the spinoff ideas.
Absolutely. I think we got the Tiki Torch thing is a no-brainer.
I think it also has been so long, we might have already done that. And we might not remember.
Who are you? Who's talking to me?
I don't know.
Well, listen, if it's our 40th episode, let's play a game.
Let's do it.
Let's play a game called, let's imagine what our favorite character's midlife crises would be.
Oh, I think that's a great game.
When they inevitably have their midlife crises, as do we all.
Well, there's a whole show about Picard's midlife crisis. So we don't need to worry about that.
Yeah, check. That one's done. We got that one. Let's start with Riker, because I think that it's the impulse to be like, oh, well, he's just going to like bang a lot of hot aliens.
Yeah.
Right? And like maybe buy an electric guitar. But I think that's too obvious, because that's what he does in life already.
That's right.
So he's got to go, like, it's got to be a hard left turn. I bet he does something like pick up Buddhism or something.
Those questions will be answered if you continue watching Picard.
Does he get deep into yoga? Because that's my prediction.
He gets pretty good at cooking.
But like tantric yoga, like Imzadi yoga. That's what I think he does.
Oh, I'm sure all sorts of weird stuff's happening.
Okay. All right.
We'll talk about that at a later time.
All right. Knowing that there's more Riker on Picard, that makes me want to watch Picard.
Worf, there's probably some kind of midlife crisis ceremony or something they have to do. Where he has to go shout into the wind or whatever.
With an overly complicated knife.
That's right.
He has to shout into the wind with the overly complicated knife and then do something awful like stick a pig with it.
I'll bet Worf would have a really epic feud with a neighbor about like some yard maintenance, like a Rand Paul situation.
Oh, absolutely.
I would love it if Worf were Rand Paul's neighbor.
I bet Worf is a meticulous lawn keeper. I bet his lawn, I bet like all blades of grass are like, you know, 3 centimeters high and no more. Like, I bet it's military precision, his lawn.
I mean, I can picture him screaming at his lawn for dishonoring him.
Oh, I bet he's insufferable at the home ownership. You know, HOA meetings. He's like, your mailbox is not in compliance. Prepare to be shamed.
That's right.
Circle of shame.
You're discommodated? Discommodated?
Something bad. Behold my complicated knife.
Breaking news, guys. Star Trek Picard has started filming season 2.
Oh!
This week.
Am I in it?
I believe there's an episode set on a holodeck where they consult a lady in the 21st century about Dolly Parton.
Oh, that's me. That should be me. I'm ready. Talk to me, baby. Come here, Picard.
You don't know this, but you have the key to a galactic mystery, and you're the only person that can solve it.
You know what's going to be fun is they're going to show up on the holodeck to talk to me, and I'm going to surprise them by making them sit through the cameo of Jonathan Frakes wishing me happy happy wedding.
That's
and then
right.
They'll be like, what's going on? It's all time's folding in on itself. And I'm like, ha ha.
How often do you guys watch that at home?
Easily every 3 days. I just have it up. And if I feel like I need to get, like, I need a little something. Like, it used to be a third cup of coffee. Now it's my Jonathan Frakes video, where he looks soulfully into the video screen, his little web camera, and says my name. And I'm like, what? And it gets me through the next little bit of time. It's really the gift that keeps on giving. So thank you. He says my name so soulfully and sonorously, too. He's like,
Megan.
Oh, it's so good. It should be my new ringtone. If I knew how to make ringtones, if I was the kind of person who knew how to make ringtones, which I think is the same kind of person who knows how to do math, I would have a ringtone of Jonathan Frakes just saying my name. But I don't, so it just lives on in my memory.
I just watched some bloopers from Picard season one, I don't know, a couple weeks ago, and there was a shot of Marina Sirtis calling him Johnny, and that just made me feel like so nice. Like, they're all old friends, reconvened.
I love that.
That's nice.
What would Deanna Troi's midlife crisis be, speaking of?
Oh, well, it'd be very Riker related.
I don't know. I think she would go off. I think she would be like, I need my own time.
Affair with a tantric inspector.
Maybe she'd learn to knit. Maybe she'd get really deep into crafts. She's like, I need a whole craft room. I need various paper. I'm going to scrapbook. She's going to be a scrapbooker.
Oh, yeah. I can see that. Get into some decoupage.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Decoupage. Some hobby like that.
Yeah. I mean, it's the way to go.
Yeah. Because she's very creative.
Yeah. Bev is probably trying to kick Wesley out still.
Wesley is her midlife crisis.
After he washed out of... The traveler dropped him off and said, "See you later."
Yeah, he's gotta get Wesley off of his opiate addiction.
What's his name? Will Wheaton hosts I've never seen it, but he hosts the after show, Picard show, where they talk about the episode.
That's fun.
Yeah, which seems like a little bit of a demotion, but okay. It's not his fault.
No, where's the Wesley spinoff? The answer is everyone stop talking.
That's right.
Shut up, Wesley.
Everyone look into their cocktail uncomfortably and keep swirling it until the conversation's changed.
Then who is it? Is it Geordi? What's Geordi doing?
For his midlife crisis?
Yeah.
I feel like Geordi has a big midlife crisis coming. Like, a big one. He's gonna
earring.
Yeah, earring for sure.
Fast ship, like a racer.
That he's gonna get like really into the technological specs of.
Yeah.
Like, if I put antifreeze in it, it'll go even faster.
That's right.
Yeah.
He gets super into whatever the World War II is for 24th century dance. I don't know what that would be. Whatever the war that destroyed the Earth.
It's probably
before.
Coming up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The one that's about to happen.
The one we're going to have in the next 5 years. I laugh to keep from crying.
Everything's great, Megan. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's fine. It's fine. The climate war of 2024.
That's right.
Who else is there? Who are we forgetting?
Is there anybody else?
Did we get? I think maybe we got them all. I'm going through the bridge.
Yeah, I don't. Oh, Q. What's Q up to?
Does Q even have a midlife crisis? Does an infinite being even have a midlife? Do they have that sense of time?
I don't know if they have that sense of time, but you got to get bored by that eventually.
Oh, yeah. Well, we know what he does when he gets bored.
Yeah.
Which is he delights and torments some folk.
So more of the same from Q.
Yeah. He's just... Maybe he's just in a perpetual midlife crisis.
Well, he's already had to become human. He's already tortured everybody.
Friends, this is what the sweet embrace of death does. It helps you not to be such a flaming asshole.
That's right.
So good job, sweet embrace of death.
Everyone should have to die for a little while.
Every once in a while, just to take a quick croak, and then you like, oh right.
I don't know. Are we convinced that even that would enlighten some people?
No, I'm full of hot gas. Don't believe anything I say.
It's been a while, so maybe this might be a little lengthy, but I'm curious, Megan.
Megan's Corn Report.
Yes, Charlie.
How's the corn?
Oh, the corn has gotten crazy. Let me tell you, file the corn under corn nuts. Let me tell you,
we've not heard from the corn since the beginning of August.
I know, and the pandemic has not served the corn well at all. The corn has gotten out of hand. It was a groggy harvest. I mean, it was a hazy bacchanal of a harvest. It was some tough stuff. Corn flying this way and that way. Silos toppling over. It was just like heavy bosoms of corn. It was too much. It was too much, which then followed by a deep depression of the corn being like, enough of this. It was some tough business. So then the corn was like, you know, fields fallow and this whole Monsanto had to get involved. It was some rough spiraling out, right? Like some bottom of the barrel stuff. Now, as we approach, we're not yet at planting time, but we're approaching planting time. Corn's in a 12-step program. They're on like step 4 of the 12-step program, trying to get to a place where the planting can occur. It's been a rough, there've been like bottles broken on the heads of people. Like it's been a rough business. And I don't know if we're going to pull out of it. I don't know if the corn's going to be able to show up and do their cornly business. I don't know. There's been a lot of conspiracy theories happening with the corn. They're all they're like biofuels. It's ethanol. Like it's a hot, hot mess. Hot mess. But we're doing our best to be in service to the corn, as is our job and duty as Iowans. We're just like gonna hold the corn's hair back while they throw up, you know what I mean? Like that's just our job.
Can you make wine out of corn?
How bad do you want it? Like you can make anything out of corn.
All right.
You can make clothes, you can make dresses, you can make people out of corn if you really want to. Do you know what I mean? Like this is what makes corn so great. Can do anything with it.
Speaking of, there used to be, in your old apartment maybe, there used to be a corn art behind you when you would record. Where is that now?
My corn shuck angel?
Yeah, where is that?
Where is my corn shuck angel? I don't know.
Did it get lost in the move? I hope not.
It might have. It'll reappear. It'll haunt my dreams and reappear.
Are there lots of corn artisans there in Iowa City that will make you trinkets?
Sure. There's when the farmer's market gets going, then you're just like, you're just awash with corn crafts. There's a lot of corn crafts that go on. You can get corn aprons. You can get corn tea cozies. That's like a tea cozy that's made out of corn. You can get various husk-based products. That's like a whole thing. You're like, where are the husk products? And they're like to the left. That's a whole wing of the corn.
Sure.
Cornucopia of things that you can get. You can get remote controls made out of corn. You can get electrical equipment made out of corn. You can get microchips made out of corn. You can get appliances made out of corn.
It just sounds like Elysium there.
Yeah, building materials made out of corn. You can get lots of different drugs you can make out of corn. You can get high as a kite on corn if you do it right. Although they're trying to police that a little bit there's corn vaping. That's a it's just got a good smell. It smells like the popcorn has formed a gang. Like it's not a good smell, the corn vaping, but they do what they can.
That could be your children's book. The popcorn has formed a gang.
Yeah, popcorn that's dropped out of high school. It's ready to rumble. racing for pink slips. It's no good. It's no good.
Thank you for the corn report, Megan. This has been very enlightening.
Corn. And that was Megan's Corn Report.
Hey, you made a movie.
What? Oh, yeah, I did.
Is it available? Can people see it? I downloaded it. Haven't watched it yet. Been busy. But downloaded it.
My movie is your version of Picard.
That's
like,
right.
It's a thing that you feel obligated to do and just haven't gotten around to. I totally get it.
You were close personal friends with the people who made Picard.
It's fine. Yeah, I didn't make a movie. It's not available. It should be available, but it's not. It's weird. It's weird. I'm hoping it'll be available soon someday. It was available for a limited time, and then the producers put it behind a paywall and aren't selling it anymore, but they're hopefully going to get around to it. But I'm kind of low on their list. They're trying to make other things happen. But I'm hoping that it'll be available soon.
I mean, I have it if anybody wants to just email me. I'll just send it to them.
Nice little workaround. That's good. Yeah, it was fun. I made a movie, and it was very exciting to make. I felt like Charlie Fonville. I had a storyboard. I did the whole shenanigans. I had a clapper that was like, and, you know, slate, slap. I did the whole thing. It was the whole thing. It was a movie.
I didn't get special thanks. I got additional thanks.
You got afterthought thanks. It's really good that we got the movie and went straight to the credits to see whether or not you're mentioned in it. That's some good. That's very good. You're not going to watch the movie. Just go to the credits.
Yeah.
That's why it's taking you so long. Had I special thanked you, you would have watched the movie already.
If it had been named Charlie Fonville Presents Megan Dougherty in Feel Better.
A tribute to Charlie Fonville.
A tribute to Charlie. Then I would have.
Let me tell you, you want to hear a juicy backstory about that movie, which was I was going to make this movie, right? And I was like, okay. And then I tried to put some clothes on, but it turned out that I had eaten my way out of all my clothes because of the pandemic depression. So then I was like, time to lose some weight. So I lost a little bit of weight, just enough to be able to put clothes back on. And I was like, all right. And I made that movie. And then as soon as the movie wrapped, I was like, fetch me my sweatpants and Doritos. And now I can't wear those clothes anymore. And that's fine. I feel really good. Really feel like I'm in a good place. Frankly, clothes are overrated. That's what I think.
Look.
Sweatpants and Doritos, number one. I'm all for it.
It's a shame to gain all this weight without having restaurants really be involved. At least I should be having really expensive food that's really delicious and bad for me, but I'm just eating crap at home.
Do you know what I dream about sometimes, Charlie? And this is true. Once when I was visiting you in L.A., you took me to a ramen restaurant, and we had this mushroom ramen.
Oh, yeah.
And it was so good. And I have never had it since. And when I go into places that have ramen, and I'm like, do you have this? You know, I order it, and it's never as good as it was. So I don't remember the name of that place, but I hope that you do. Because when I come out, if that restaurant is still open, we're going.
I have some tragic news for you.
Oh, no.
It's called Ramen Champ, and it is permanently closed.
Oh, isn't that sad?
Yeah.
Oh, how sad. Well, at least I had that one good memory. I had one good meal.
That's
so
right.
Good.
We do have a couple pretty good ramen spots around us.
All right. There's room in my heart for a second place ramen.
Sure. Well, you'll come visit again.
Yeah. Frankly, that's the only thing that's drawing me there.
Just ramen?
Not my dear friends, but... we don't have a lot of good ramen here in Iowa.
It would be lovely to...
You can't make it out of corn. It's the one thing. The one thing you can't make out of corn is decent ramen.
That's right. Otherwise, it's just corn soup with noodles in it.
Yeah, which is a whole other thing. That's a whole other thing, which you can enjoy. It's called a chowder. Corn chowder.
That's right. Bye. No.
Did we run out of steam?
Well, guys, this has been episode 40 of Set Phasers to Fun. Thank you for...
We got through it!
Thank you for being on this journey with us.
Thanks for listening, you 23 people. You're the beautifulest people in the world.
That's right.
Even if four of them are actually me and Charlie hitting play a couple of times.
Yeah, I hire people in India to download this to get our numbers up. Check out our... sponsor, Anchor. But thanks again for listening, everybody. We'll see you on the Flippy Flop.
Yay! Bye!
Bye!
Unbroken sentence.